The attacks of September the 11th, 2001 showed what the enemies of America did with four airplanes. We will not wait to see what terrorists or terror states could do with weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
He possesses weapons of terror. He provides funding and training and safe haven to terrorists who would willingly deliver weapons of mass destruction against America and other peace-loving countries.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
I'd like to know how the alleged Iraqi attempt to purchase yellowcake uranium from Niger, a story based on forged documents, managed to go as far as it did.
We're doing everything we can to avoid war in Iraq.
According to former Secretary of the Treasury, this administration, a week after the inauguration, had an extensive discussion about Iraq and why it should be targeted at the first meeting of the National Security Council. It's clear that there are no weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam had the capacity to make weapons. Capacity.
The September 11th commission, they said, quote, "We have no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States." Close quote.
Bloodiest month since the war began.
And it's most unfortunate for a president to create false impressions that end in war. And this president created two massive false impressions.
And I've asked these young ones to sacrifice for me.